Instagram put me, Instagram let me out of jail, chick. Yeah. Instagram let me my ass out of jail. Now, where them badges at? I got to get them badges going. I got to go and get them badges going. Instagram let me out of jail. They shouldn't have done that. I ain't going back now. I'm gonna play it safe over here. I ain't going back. Okay, what is going on? They done fucked up and let me out. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how it is. I got to go find me some dick. You know what I'm saying? Got to go find me some liquor. You know, I ain't finding no job. Hey, Tasha, did you see victim blame black? Oh, wow. Look at that. Ain't got nothing to say about that. That ain't none of my business. I told you I'm going to play it safe over here. They said, what does your shirt say? I don't know. It says, black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. I love you too, 55 people. What's going on? Y'all, what's going on? What the hell been going on Instagram? I have not been here. I have been in jail for 6 months. That's why y'all ain't seen me live. The last time I cussed out Alexis Sky, that was the last time y'all seen me live over here. It's been a minute. Love all the way. Oh, shout out to Toronto. Ooh, Toronto expensive as hell to live in. I mean, y'all got some beautiful land, beautiful houses and stuff, but it is expensive as hell. What's been going on over here? Let me see. They said official Charles Martin. Wow. What's the wow for? I got to get my badges over here and stuff. You know what I'm saying? I got to play it safe. I got to go all corporate and shit. But, you know, on Patreon, we be going in. We do. We be going in. Baby, you going to sleep? We going to sleep. I took a long nap. I ain't sleeping. Whew. Hey, so I just had an amazing interview with Flame Monroe. Another icon. I'm going to leave that to a surprise. Okay, we've been busy over here. Shout out to Taiwan. I see you, Fundy Rose. Where's the best place to live in Georgia? I'm going to be honest with you. Buckhead if you're single. Marietta if you're broke. And Lawrenceville if you got a family. Or Alpharetta. Those are the best places. So, yes. Let me see. I see you, Atlanta, Georgia. It's a lot of people from Atlanta, South Carolina in the motherfucking building. Hello, Queen from Buffalo. I see you. FBI on that ass. Who ass? Oh, T.I. and Tiny? Shit ain't true. No. Y'all gonna see all this shit's gonna come out, okay? Coincidentally, everything is happening in LA. In LA, where Sabrina is, come the fuck on. Like, no, y'all, just wait. Yes, I'm a Pisces. I am a Pisces. Let me see what this is. Somebody wanna get in? Yes. I just came over here to say hi. I ain't talking about nothing and shit. Who this is in the black with the black screen? Who I'm talking to?
Chardonnay.
Hey, Chardonnay. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. What's going on?
I didn't know you were going to accept it.
So you were just saying if I was going to accept it or not?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. You a rhino?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm a something else old, but yes, ma'am. I watch you and I love you.
Thank you.
I appreciate the tea. I feel honored right now. Well, I'm going to let you go. I really didn't think you were going to accept, but it is good to talk to you. I feel special.
Oh, thank you so much for coming in. Love you, sis.
No problem. Take care. Love you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Let me see who we got. Who we got next? We got the Golden Child. Hey, Golden Child. What's going on? Y'all can send me requests. Y'all can ask me anything because I really came on here unprepared. Hey, Golden Child.
Hey.
Guess where you at?
I'm in Atlanta drinking my wine.
Okay, you got the LED lights going on.
Yes, I
do. What the hell is going on here?
Hold on, let me show you my little stripper palace.
Okay. Oh, that's your little female room, your little private
yes,
room.
Yes.
Okay.
And I got my little. See, I'm ready.
I feel you. What you drinking? Set of Home. I saw that.
Yes, Set of Home. Yes, I'm drinking the red Merlot.
Okay.
And I got the white Zinfandel too.
Okay. But how many glasses you done had tonight already?
A couple, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I feel you.
And I got my hookah too.
Okay, hookah.
Hold on, let me show you.
She got the whole mood. Okay, kids sleep. You got kids?
Yeah, I do, but my daughter, she's not here. She's with her grandma.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm on demon time right now.
Okay, okay. What's going on? What's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
I was watching the interview with you and Tokyo Toni.
Yes.
And I just wanted to know, like, how did that go? Like, how did it go left like that? Because she kind of incriminated herself when she was doing all that, you know, crazy talk with China.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you ever speak to her again after that?
I didn't. She tried to send me a text. Like, she sent me a text apologizing, and then she...
Yeah, because she looked crazy. She made herself... Because me and China partied before, back in, like, 2014.
Okay.
We was at a club. We was at a club in Atlanta called Aroma. And she was pretty cool, you know, but I feel like the way her mother was talking, it was just kind of like... The way I met China when I hung out with her and at Aroma in 2014, she was really nice. She was sweet and down to earth. So I don't know. I just felt bad.
No, Toni is, I mean, it triggered something in me because I kind of grew up, you know, my mom, she went through a lot of shit and, you know, she had mood swings and stuff. And so I'm just like, you know, I'm a mom too. Like,
yeah.
There's only, I mean, I'm all here for the wine and us talking and, you know, mm-hmm. but it's something, it hit different.
Yeah.
You know, to see another black mother, and I'm a mother, come at her daughter like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That wasn't mm-hmm. normal. So it triggered something in me, and that's why I went left, because I was just like, you ain't finna sit here and use mm-hmm. my platform to pander, to trash your daughter,
yeah.
just so you can beg for money. And that's exactly yeah. what she's doing.
That's exactly
begging what for doing. Money.
Do you think it's more of a jealousy thing, or do you think it's just...
Absolutely, because she said China, she looked just like me. Mm-hmm. She got her name like me.
Yeah.
You know, she wear her hair like me. You know, mm-hmm. she has everything like me. And I'm like, that's not stealing. Obviously, she looked up to her mom.
Yeah.
And wanted to be her mom, and probably wanted to be a better version of her mom.
Yeah. And it's crazy because, like, even when I said, at the time, I was dancing at this club called Follies in Atlanta, and... When me and China met, I had just actually left work early. And she was real nice to me because you know how some people are celebrities and they kind of act, you know, bougie or whatever. She wasn't mm-hmm. like that. So I definitely felt bad for her because she definitely seemed like a nice person. But I felt like her mom was definitely hating on her.
Mm. What's your experience with T.I. and Tiny? You done seen them come up and fly Follies before?
You want me to be honest with you?
Yes.
That's a whole other situation. Because I don't want to be on like no blogging. But you know, I had situations with my own situation with people, but I will say this. I used to work at this other club called Strokers back in 2010.
I remember Strokers.
Yeah, I moved to Atlanta. Hold on. This light keeps turning. And I used to work with this one girl. She was real pretty. I forgot her name. But it's funny because I actually ran into her when I got pregnant with my daughter in 2012. I went to, you know, I was going through hard times because I couldn't dance. So I went to, like, you know, the food stand place and went to go get some assistance because, you know, I couldn't dance and stuff like that. It was unexpected pregnancy. And I ran into the girl, but she was really pretty. She was pregnant, too. But there was a girl I used to work with, and she was telling everybody in the dressing room. And she was real pretty. Like, she was one of those magazine girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling everybody that, because T.I. had came in, and I guess she did leave with them. And she was telling everybody they gave her, like, $1,500. And all this crazy stuff. But, you know, that's how it be. Honestly, to be honest with you, like, I've been in a lot of little situations. And I think that it's more to the story than you guys know. Because I don't want to say too much. But I do know that I've been asked to go to certain parties with certain celebrities. And it's more to the story than you know. Because a lot of these women, they agree. Like, I've done cocaine. I've done Molly. I've been there, done that. I don't do that no more. I just drink my wine. But I'm telling you, a lot of these women get butt hurt when things don't. Some of them think they're going to be the chosen one, and they think that it's going to be like, you know, they're going to be around and come up, and they get mad when they realize they just the one-time, one-night stand, and they get in their feelings, because a lot of these women know what it is. I've been in parties where we pass the cocaine around. Like, when I used to deal with Stevie J, I don't want to get too much into that, but when I used to deal with him, like, he had a party Father's Day 2000, and I think it was 2017 or 16. And they were passing the cocaine around upstairs, and that's just what it was. You just a hush-hush, can't take no, you know, you can't take no pictures, or you can't really, like, do all that. But everybody knows what it is. So it's like a lot of the women, I think some of them was probably a little bit over their head. They probably didn't never take drugs, so they didn't know how it was going to affect them. But I think a lot of them knew what they were getting themselves into. Because a lot of these women think that they're going to come up, and then when it doesn't work out, they get mad. That's really the truth. Mm-hmm. Or if they're not getting paid, or, you know, because a lot of the women were prostitutes. Like, the girl did say that she got paid. The girl sat in the dressing room in front of everybody. So.
So did she have, do you think, did she ever express that she had feelings for T.I.?
Of course she had feelings for him. Do you not see him? And she said it was more than one time. And when I ran into her, we were both pregnant. We were talking, and she kind of gave me a little info. But she pretty much, like, she was just telling me, like, it was like a once in a blue moon type thing. Like, she see them every couple of months. But I guess she got cut off. And I think a lot of women get butthurt when it doesn't work out. Like,
and you do know Sabrina was one of those women. She was sleeping with them and got cut off, yeah. And now this. Wow. She thought maybe she was going to be able to get back, but yeah.
Because even me, like, I could, like, honestly, I'm not a clout chaser or nothing like that. I make my own money. This is my wig line. But I could easily have came out and put our business out there, because during the time, they were still filming for Love & Hip Hop. And up until, like, 2 weeks before Stevie got married, I had sex with him. So, I mean, I was dealing with him for years, even when Jocelyn was pregnant. On my hands to God. Because you could look this up, so you know I'm not lying. If you Google on YouTube Smash the Homies music video, you'll see that I was the girl that played Jocelyn in the video. Because Benzino, I met him in Miami, and he was having a casting or something like that. But I met him because I was walking on South Beach, and I asked him to take a picture with him. And then later on, he reached out to me like a couple hours later saying, oh, my God, you're perfect for the part. We need you, blah, blah, blah. I didn't even want to do it because I'm me. I'm not anybody else. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But, yeah, because I used to be a porn star, by the way. So I have my own clout, my own. You could Google me.
Okay.
I got 8.2 million views on X videos. Oh, wow. So I don't need no clout. I have my own money. I got my own thing. But when I did the video, that's how I met Stevie. Then they asked me to do a show. I mean, they asked me to come on a show a couple months later to Love & Hip Hop to do the sit down, because him and Benzino was beefing. And then we ended up meeting. Then a couple years later, I slid in his DMs like, hey, how you been? Like, what's good? I'm trying to get on the show. You know, I was just young, trying to get popping. You know, I'm not going to lie, act like I wasn't. And then, you know how you get sucked in and you want to be popping, you want to be a celebrity, but then you realize, like, you can't get butthurt if things don't work out the way you did. You wanted to, because you was a grown woman, and you could have said, I could have said no. You know what I mean? But I didn't, so.
And you know what? Now that I remember that Smash the Homie video, you remember, right? That's you. Like, I was like, you did look familiar, but I could put my finger on it. But when you said Follies, I was like, I know this bitch done ran into T.I. Tyler. I know Follies was the, even my, I'm talking about my goddamn husband down there. I'm telling you, shit, Follies was just like that.
And to be honest with you, like I was saying, like, the whole situation with that girl, like, even her being at the food stamp office, like, I understand people being mad, but you kind of made your bed, you got to lay in it. Like, with Stevie, I already knew after, like, the first year and a half I was dealing with him, when I wasn't really, like, he wasn't putting me on the show and stuff, I already kind of knew that what it was. Like, he was filming Leave It to Stevie. I was in downstairs in his townhouse in Buckhead. Like, I had a key to his crib. He had a key to mine. It was really, like.
So you was fucking him while he was fucking Jocelyn?
No, I was fucking him while she was pregnant. I didn't start fucking him until afterwards.
Oh, like, okay. But have you been with Stevie ever since, like, he's been with Faith, or has he been faithful?
No, well, that's the thing. That's why I'm saying it's all crazy, because it's so much more to it. It's not black and white. It's gray. Because the thing is, like, me and him, I mean, you could do, everything I'm saying is receipts to it. Like, Deborah, you know, Waka Flocka's mom, she had what's the name of that fucking club? Blue? The after I was fired with the strip club in the bottom, you know what I'm talking about? I think it's downtown or in Bankhead or something, but me and
him. The Claremont Lounge?
No, not Claremont Lounge. It's like I forgot the name of that place. It's like Blue something. Remember it was called Blue something?
The Blue Flame?
No, not Blue Flame. It was like an underground after hours. Everybody knew about it. It was close to the railroad tracks. I don't know.
I'm not for, yeah.
A lot of people used to go there. I guess before the pandemic, it used to be lit. And, a lot of people seeing us out, we've been at Harlem Nights. Like, I can't lie about none of this. Everything you could prove, this is receipts. You can Google it. So I'm not gaining nothing from saying this. I'm just saying that I know that a lot of those women are just butthurt because they wasn't chosen. Like me, I already knew what it was, so I wasn't really that hurt. I was just surprised that he got married right after, like, we just was together. It was kind of confusing because I was just sleeping in his bed. And I remember he had these Versace sheets. And I just had sex with him. I'm protected. And then, like, a couple weeks later, he's married. So I'm like, how is this? Like, it was confusing because I did have feelings for him. I did love him, still love him, you know. But I already knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't emotional. And I already kind of knew he wasn't going to help me, but he was financially supporting me. So I just kept my mouth closed because he would give me a lot of money.
Are you in Atlanta?
Yes, I'm in Atlanta.
You want to do an interview?
Huh?
You want to do an interview?
Absolutely. We definitely should.
Okay, listen, we're going to stop this right here.
I'm not trying to put nobody on blast.
No. We want this professional. You understand? We want this professional. Girl, listen.
And you see,
listen.
Me and Jocelyn got the similar body. You see,
let me see. No, y'all even got the same face structure.
Yeah, like, you see?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I got nice boobs.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'm hard. Like, I have my own money. I still get booked. I work for ATL Dimes.
Okay.
And I still make money all the time, so I don't really need anything. I'm not gaining nothing from any of this. I just want to just say that I know a lot of the women with the tea, because I have a situation too, but I don't want to say it.
No, save it for the interview. So listen, this is what we're going to do. I need you to put your number in my DM right now.
Okay.
I'm going to call you. Do not talk to another fucking blogger. Nobody can put this out the way that we do. There's a lot of people that try to do what we do.
Wait, I have one more thing to tell you. I got one more thing to say. Okay, so there was a night we got really coked up and drunk, and he was hosting Harlem Nights. This is 2016, and he was driving a white Bentley at the time. We pull up in the back, wait for security. We got fucked up. Long story short, Stevie was really fucked up. Like, he was drunker and higher than me.
Okay.
He lost his iPhone, and I know that night we had relations on the video, but he lost his phone, and, like, somebody called him asking for, like, $1,000 for the phone or some crazy shit, but he never paid the guy. He ended up canceling it, but it's a lot that happened, so. But I don't want to be on no tea or nothing. I'm just...
No, listen. I just want you to come through. You're going to have some wine. I'm going to have some good wine for you. We're going to get you done. Chelsea?
Don't make me look like a groupie, though.
I never make people look like groupies.
I'm not.
You
I don't even know what
right?
they say.
Have you seen
oh
my
interviews?
God.
No, I only seen the Tokyo one and the other one with, like, the Black China's friend. That was the only two I seen.
Okay, listen. If you seen Treasure, I can do your interview like Treasure. Then it will go.
Yeah.
It will go ultra viral. Okay.
Okay.
Don't nobody else can do no interview like this. So I'm gonna get your number in my DM. I'm gonna give you mine, and we can get you over here in the.
And maybe I can put on my wigs too. Cause
tomorrow, no, bring your wigs because that's a pretty color. I like that. Bring
Thank
your wigs.
You.
Bring everything, and I'm gonna need every single thing. Okay.
Okay. That's
okay.
Good.
Do not forget now, right now. So I'm getting this live.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right, you're gonna come drink some wine in the wine cellar. And the winos like you. They're like Tasha. Tasha, you gotta get
up
on the show.
I hope they like me because I'm nervous. I don't know what they were saying. I was scared.
No, they loved it. They was like, "Oh my God, stop it! Get an interview." I was like, "You know what? Y'all are right. Y'all are right." Especially
that's one of my paintings too. I paint.
Oh, you know, so you're very creative.
This
okay.
one is just, I bought this one, but that one, so.
Okay. Listen.
Yes.
Save it. Right. We're going to do a nice, long interview. If it takes 3 hours, it takes 3 hours, okay? The show is yours.
All right.
Okay?
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right.
So listen,
today.
We're going
to
hang
right.
up.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to hang up. Put your number in my DM, and I'm going to call you right away after this live,
okay?
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Damn! Damn! We got to get that shit. We gonna get that. Woo! It's not tea. We don't do no tea over here. We do wine, okay? We do motherfucking wine. Now, we got so many things we're gonna talk about. Listen, my phone about to go dead. Save this. I'm gonna try to go live over here pretty often, okay? But I gotta go ahead and get this girl before some other thirsty ass blogger try to get her and then bomb the interview. So we're gonna go ahead and get this done, okay? So I love